Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, August 2nd. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 10.1%. That's how much Roku's stock was up after ARK Invest disclosed that its flagship ARK Innovation ETF had bought nearly 375,000 shares on Friday. Roku is best known for its streaming sticks that plug into TVs to provide access to the Roku platform. That lets people toggle between popular streaming services, and Roku takes a cut of ads and subscriptions. It even makes money by selling the button placements on its remotes to streaming services. Those apparently go for $1 per button. The 10% jump in Roku stock price comes after it fell 23% on Friday. That was after the company reported disappointing results and warned of uncertainty ahead for the advertising market. Roku stock is now the third largest holding in Cathie Wood's flagship innovation fund. It makes up over 6% of the fund. Roku shares, though, have seen better days. The stock had once traded as high as $434. It finished the day Monday, changing hands at under $72. The next number up is $5.5 billion. That's how much debt Apple will take on, according to Bloomberg. The company is gearing up for a bond sale, in part to buy back its own stock. Apple said Goldman Sachs, B of A Securities, and JP Morgan are leading the offering. They did not disclose how much money it was raising or what interest rates it will pay. The rate will likely be relatively low, though. The credit rating company Moody's upgraded Apple's long-term rating to AAA in December. That's Moody's highest rating, awarded to only companies with the lowest level of credit risk. Only Microsoft and Johnson & Johnson have the same rating among U.S. companies in the S&P 500. Issuing bonds has long been a key money-raising strategy for Apple. The company floated a similar offering in July of 2021, selling $6.5 billion of notes in four parts. As of June 25th, its outstanding debt stood at $94.7 billion. To some, Apple's debt issuance could suggest that bond yields and interest rates might still be too low, at least low enough that Apple still perceives borrowing as an attractive option. Bond expert Martin Friedson disagrees, though. He told Barron's that inflation expectations are only slightly above the Fed's target, so investors should not be alarmed by Apple's move. Still, he expects interest rates will keep increasing, and that may have motivated Apple. Our last number is 11. That's how many people the Securities and Exchange Commission has charged over an alleged $300 million crypto pyramid scheme. SEC regulators alleged the creators of the website Forsage.io raised funds fraudulently from millions of retail investors in the U.S. and around the world, starting in at least January of 2020. According to regulators, investors entered into transactions via smart contracts that operated on the Ethereum, Tron, and Binance blockchains. The four founders of Forsage were among those charged and were last known to be living in Russia, the Republic of Georgia, and Indonesia. The SEC also charged three U.S.-based promoters who the complaint said were engaged by the founders to endorse Forsage online. The move comes as cryptocurrency has become more popular with everyday investors, increasing the potential for schemes. In May, for instance, the U.S. Department of Justice charged the CEO of Mining Capital Coin for allegedly defrauding investors out of $62 million. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, August 2nd. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.